Hey guys, so I wanted to talk a little bit more about the post I wrote on this idea of a business going from being strictly operating on a transactional relationship with customers to trying to move toward investing in your customers. And I wanted to talk about the two videos I used because I used the video of Nick Merckx and his MFAM barbecue. And also the video of CM Punk coming out and the reaction that his fans had. And both the videos, because I know a lot of people will watch the videos and they will think to themselves, like I said in the post, that's cute, but they don't really see the connection to their own business, so it doesn't relate to them. So they think, why am I watching this? I don't get it. And that's kind of the point, because when I see videos like this, when I see reactions from fans, and it can be a sporting event, it can be a rock star, a concert, my first thought is, okay, I love that. I love to see the passion. I love to see the excitement. And that's a reflection of loyalty. That's a reflection of love. So my thought always is, okay, how do we take what's happening here? And what would it look like if we could incorporate this into the average business? And when I think about this, I think about, okay, what's stopping that from happening? What are the roadblocks? And for the purposes of the post, one of the main things I wanted to talk about was a big roadblock is simply the fact that most businesses are rooted in a simply transactional model. We sell a product. You give us money for the product or the service, and that's it. That's the business exists to facilitate transactions. That's it. So my thinking is, okay, what would need to change in order for us to create an environment within the business where customers are just that over the top, excited and happy to be connected with that business in some way? And that's why I wanted to talk about the idea of what if you invested in your customers. And I talked about some of the examples, Patagonia, Red Bull, where this is already happening. And I think it's important because, as I said, transactional relationships do not create brand loyalty. They simply don't. They might, in some instances, create loyalty to the transaction itself. For instance, we see this with punch cards, where a deal like if you buy 9 meals at a particular restaurant, you'll get the 10th one free. That doesn't create loyalty to the restaurant. It creates loyalty to the offer, because as soon as you've got those 9 meals you've bought and then you get the free one, then your punch card resets and you go back to zero. And for a lot of people, they'll think, well, let's now eat somewhere else because now I'm not tied to the offer, versus having loyalty toward the brand. So just when you read the post and you look at the examples, especially the videos, I mean, don't get hung up on the fact that, okay, this is a Twitch streamer, this is pro wrestling, I don't get it, it's completely different from the point I wanted you to come away with is, look at how happy the people are. These are customers. These are subscribers. These are customers. And look at how happy they are and think about, why are they that happy? What changes would I need to make in my business to create customers that were just as happy as these? So kind of think about that as you're reading the post. And again, thanks for reading the post. I appreciate it.